Joining us on the phone, we have Ken Zaintz. He's the president and CEO of the organization Alzheimer's New Jersey. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
In founding Alzheimer's New Jersey, this advocacy organization, was it a personal experience with one affected that got you into this work?
Fortunately for my family, it wasn't a personal experience, but I certainly had friends that had parents or grandparents who had the disease. And so it really became an opportunity for me to work with an organization that was trying to make a really big difference in raising awareness and providing services for a population that unfortunately is sometimes overlooked.
And you say in providing services, give me a rundown of what some of those are.
Sure. So Alzheimer's New Jersey has a telephone helpline. Caregivers and you know, other interested people can call us for information about the disease, education, how to choose resources that are available. So our helpline is toll free. We have support groups that provide not only connections for people with Alzheimer's. You know, sometimes being with other people who are going through the same thing is so important. And they're also a really great resource for information and peer support, as well as, you know, really getting learning more about resources. Then we do a lot of both community education, caregiver education, as well as professional healthcare education, trying to just develop a greater understanding of the disease for those who are caregivers. You know, it's one of those, I think that old adage that the more you know, the better you're able to anticipate what might come up and be able to handle things like caregiver stress, for example, which can be a huge issue, how to handle communication with the person who has Alzheimer's disease as the disease progresses, how do you handle some of the behavior issues with the person who has the disease that, you know, that may occur. So really trying to help caregivers deal as best they can with, you know, with a very challenging caregiver situation. So those are, you know, those are our education programs. We have a respite care and wellness program that provides information and education to caregivers about the value of getting a break for themselves. Taking time off to recharge your batteries can be so important because the disease does take not only an emotional toll on caregivers, but a health toll, a physical toll as well. And then we provide some scholarship, financial assistance, so to speak, for caregivers through an application process so that they can access respite services in the community. So those are just a few of the services, you know, that we provide to caregivers and we hope in some way, you know, helps to make their caregiving responsibilities a little easier.
Touching back on something you said before, in a lot of ways, the advocacy aspect in raising awareness and lots of things, including Alzheimer's, I think would be a sharing of experiences and stories.
Well, we launched this 68% campaign because we want the public to know what a huge impact Alzheimer's disease has on our state. So many people are impacted by this disease, either as caregivers, the direct caregiver, the primary caregiver, or, you know, or another family member or friend or neighbor. And we've encouraged through this campaign, mostly through social media, which has really exploded, for people to not be afraid to share their stories. And by doing that, letting people know that as difficult as caregiving is, and unfortunately the fact that at the present time we don't have a way to slow down the disease, let alone cure it, people are not necessarily alone, and that those services that I mentioned earlier are just an example of the help that is really out there if you, you know, but you have to ask.
Joining us on the WBGO Journal, Alzheimer's New Jersey President Ken Zaintz. Are New Jersey residents more disproportionately affected by different forms of dementia from a figure standpoint compared to, say, New York or Connecticut or Pennsylvania?
You know, for whatever reason, and we're not really sure what the reason is, the primary risk factor for developing Alzheimer's disease is aging, and New Jersey, you know, happens to have an aging population. I mean, the percentage of New Jersey residents over the age of 65 is higher than the national average. So New Jersey is one of those states that has a significantly high population of people over the age of 65, and we know that about 10% of people over the age of 65, get Alzheimer's disease. So statistically, yes, but it's based on the population demographics.
What is something about Alzheimer's and dementia that you think people should but may not know about the disease?
I think people generally understand that the disease affects memory, but I don't think that people fully understand the fact that this is a terminal illness. It's the sixth leading cause of death, actually, in New Jersey and nationally. It's a terminal illness. There are no survivors of Alzheimer's disease, and it takes a tremendous emotional and financial and physical toll on the caregivers. Caregivers are providing in their homes a huge amount of care for people with the disease, and they're basically doing it at their own expense. The Medicare system does not cover most of the services that people need when they're caring for someone with Alzheimer's disease. So this disease is taking a huge financial toll on caregivers and, and by extension, on our economy in the state. And we're not supporting that, in any way. I mean, there are just not enough, not enough attention, I think, from a, from a public policy standpoint, from an advocacy standpoint on, what can we do to really help support caregivers who are just really, in many instances, financially bankrupting themselves so that they can provide care.
Is there any good news? Is there anything good to say about fighting this fight?
I think, we've learned a tremendous amount about the disease, and there's so much research that is ongoing, and while we're not where we thought we might be at one time, we have learned a lot about the disease, and there's so much going on in terms of on the research side. So I'm confident that the answer will come. It's just going to take time.
Alzheimer's New Jersey President and CEO Ken Zients, thanks for joining us on the WBGO Journal.
Thank you.